This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we visit with a dairy farmer who could be one of the youngest dairy owners in our nation today. Let's check in with Patrick Cavanaugh in Stanislaus County, California.
Nevin Lemus is a fourth-generation dairyman east of Modesto in the community of Lockwood. He grew up on his family's dairy, and now he's on his own.
My family's dairy is Lockwood 3 Dairy. They're about 5 miles from my dairy. Lemus Jerseys is what it's called here. I'm 21 years old, decided to start my own. Wanted to expand the business, get a little bigger so we could all stay in the business, be competitive. So yeah, the plan someday is to consolidate the two, and this was our way to grow. Definitely my baby here. This is my business, so it's my passion here.
Yeah, and again, he's 21 years old and just getting into his own dairy business. And he agrees with others it's a good time to get into the dairy business.
Yeah, you know, I've had some dairymen that I really look up to give me some advice and say that even though the milk price is down, this is the best time to get started, if you can, if you're able to weather through some of the bad times, because it's a long-term investment. You know, people don't just get in for a short while. So if you can buy the cattle at a reasonable price and keep that input down, you're in pretty good shape.
And Lemus has a 400-cow Jersey operation at his dairy with a double-six herringbone parlor.
You know, my parents have the Holsteins, and I've grown up around the Holsteins all my life. I showed Holsteins and 4-H growing up, and definitely love the breed, the Holstein breed. But decided to go with the Jerseys for a few reasons. One being their high components, the fat and protein. I ship to Hillmar Cheese, so there's good incentive there to get a premium off of fat and protein. Also, with the reproduction, those Jerseys just breed back so well. That's really, really gone well. We have about a 30% preg rate.
A lot of the dairy cow feed is grown around the dairy. He's not farming it.
I do not. My landlord farms the 50 acres with the dairy, and I purchase the feed from him.
And of course, that's one of the major inputs into the dairy.
Most definitely. Feed is at a bit of a high right now with exports, how they are. But, you know, I put all my corn silage in ag bags so to minimize shrink there, and that's been going pretty well.
And Lemus said in June, he can say he's been going after it in his own dairy for 1 year. And he knows he's going to keep on going.
Oh, most definitely keep going with it. You know, just getting started will be the most challenging part, especially in a year like this year. You know, it's breaking even, if not slightly in the black. It's doing all right. But I look forward to see what it does in years to come. That's where just building this herd and establishing it is going to be, you're going to sit on some money for a little while before you start to see it again.
And owning your own dairy at 21?
Oh, yeah, it's the dream. It's my passion and really what I love to do. Wouldn't have it any other way.
That's Nevin Lemus, a dairyman in Lockwood, California. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Speculation continues on whether a revised North American Free Trade Agreement will be reached by member nations and how it could impact U.S. agriculture. Deputy Secretary Stephen Sensky.
I'm optimistic that they will end well. There are some things that we want to have addressed in that affecting agriculture,
such as increased market access of U.S. dairy into Canada.
And as we work in these final weeks and months to finalize the NAFTA, we're continuing to raise those priorities as well.
Groups like the National Milk Producers Federation requesting the Trump administration to remove the Canadian milk pricing classes 6 and 7, a point that National Milk has hammered home in recent months. Sensky is hopeful that the modernization of the North American Free Trade Agreement can be reached here within a month. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.